Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Leanne Womack, who is coming to the Birchmere this month in Alexandria, Virginia. And then more immediately tonight, she's nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year at the CMAs. Ms. Womack, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, I guess before we get to the Birchmere, let's talk about the CMAs. You all excited for the show?
Well, yeah. It's always nice to be nominated by your peers. So it's a great week here in Nashville, and we're all looking forward to it.
Talk about your competition in the category, although I'm sure you don't view them as competition. I'm sure it's sort of a rising tide raises all boats for all you country stars. But, you know, give me a little words on each of them, you know, Miranda, Casey, all the rest.
Oh, well, Casey and Miranda and I all grew up within about 30 miles of each other. So I think that's the most interesting thing, have three out of five come from the same town, pretty much, a small town in East Texas at that. I think that's the coolest part of it.
What was the name of the town?
Well, we're all three from different towns, but they're all within about 30 miles of each other.
Gotcha.
In East Texas.
So is there something in the water, or what's going on there?
I believe there is. We have a lot of great country artists, Lefty Frizzell, George Jones, Roger Miller, that come out of East Texas. So we're pretty proud.
Do you think it's just you just grow up listening to each other, the different generations, and you just can't help but be inspired by it?
I guess so. I mean, I think that Casey and Miranda and I all listen to a lot of the same kind of stuff. And then, you know, and they both said they listen to me and probably the same people I listen to. So I think that all is part of it.
Awesome. Did you have any, you know, when you were down there growing up in Texas, did you have any sort of, you know, idols in country music that you aspired to?
Well, definitely. George Jones has always been my favorite. He's my favorite country singer, my favorite singer. He pretty much sort of developed a style of singing. And, you know, that's not many people that do that. So he's always been my favorite. And then, Ricky Skaggs is one of my heroes, and Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're all those people are legends. And you mentioned Skaggs. You both have separate shows coming up here at the Birchmere, which is an awesome little venue. Talk about if our listeners are listening to this and they head out to the show, what sort of stuff can they expect to hear? Some of your classic stuff, some of your newer stuff. What do you think?
Certainly the hits, you know, from the radio, but we do a lot of more rootsy. You know, I really am outspoken about traditional country music and American roots music, and that's the kind of stuff I really, really love. So I have a great band put together, and we do everything from just acoustic guitar accompaniment on a couple of things to, you know, everybody playing full out on some things. But we sort of take the audience on a sort of music journey and hear a lot of gospel and traditional country music, like the music that I grew up listening to.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, there's a lot of us that grew up listening to your stuff. How does it feel to be in, you know, on that great timeline of, you know, influential artists? I mean, let's see, I'm trying to think. A Little Past Little Rock, I Think of a Reason Later. All those were big Ashes by Now. But, I mean, tell me how much I Hope You Dance changed your life.
Well, it really did. I mean, especially because I was this traditional flag waver, you know, and next thing you know, I end up on pop radio with that song. But it just goes to show you how honesty, I think, really comes across to people, no matter what kind of music they like, what kind of music they listen to. And so I think that lyric just reached a lot of people. And music, a lot of times, really knows no boundaries.
Absolutely, yeah. No boundaries of genre or geography, anything. If it's a well-written song, it works around the world, I think.
Right.
Do you sort of, you know, your lyrics to Something Worth Leaving Behind, do you sort of view that as, you know, almost your a motto to live by in terms of, you know, this music is what you're leaving behind?
Yeah. And also my kids, and both of them play music as well.
Right.
And so, you know, music is a family business for us, and so I hope that we're able as a family, you know, to leave that behind, and music can change people's lives. I know we're not curing cancer here. I don't think it's like that, you know, but music is healing and it can change people's lives. And that's what I'd like to think our family is doing.
Absolutely. And talk about some, you know, since the CMAs are coming up and are going to be tonight, talk about how you dominated it with I Hope You Dance, but then you also did it again with I May Hit Myself in the Morning. What's it like to get up on that stage and look out at that crowd and know that you are the cream of the crop?
Well, it's nice, especially like on I May Hit Myself in the Morning. That was especially sweet for me because, as far as I know, that was the first time in about since Skaggs had been on the radio, you know, that you had twin fiddles on a song, you know, and so that was great for me to enjoy that success of that particular record and a real, you know, traditional country song at a time when that wasn't really being celebrated anymore. So that one was particularly sweet for me.
Yeah, I mean, I know I Hope You Dance, like we've already talked about, was a major crossover hit. But you know, you seem like you are you saying you're almost the most proud of those moments that call back to sort of the roots of country?
Definitely, that are really true to who I am as an artist. You know, and country music is, as far as you know, radio airplay and stuff goes, real country music is really dying out, and so I think it's important to be reminded it's an American art form, you know, and there is really something that is country music, and I'm proud of that, and I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I think in the last couple of weeks we talked to Joe Diffie, Sammy Kershaw, Ricky Skaggs, you, and all of them seem to be saying the same thing, that there's sort of this hunger for, you know, what country has traditionally been, and you're almost noticing that it's been shifting a little, at least what's on the radio. I know there's a lot of people that maybe aren't getting on the radio that sort of have that old flair, but you know, do you think it's, we're just sort of moving through a cycle, or do you think the old way could kind of come back, or what's your take?
Well, I think that's hard to predict. It is cyclical, and I've seen that happen many times over the years. I think, though, that there's too many big companies that have gotten hold of Nashville and mm-hmm. you know, record labels here in town. Mm-hmm. I think they have made too much money in the pop-influenced stuff. And so I don't know that it's going to come back in a traditional way as far as radio goes, but I think there's definitely an undercurrent and a movement, sort of a subgenre, you know, and that is really taken off, and it's exciting to watch. It's sort of like a whole new genre, but it's really country music.
But how do you, you know, personally sort of cut through that? Is it just keep your head down and keep making the records you want to make with sort of the old sound, or you know, or when you go on award shows like CMAs, you know, the sort of songs that you choose to play live to have a little more throwback sound, or, you know, how do you personally go about cutting through that?
Yep, you just keep, like you said, keep your head down and keep doing what you do, and try to reach the people that like that kind of stuff by playing places like the Birchmere.
Awesome. Have you come by the Birchmere before?
No, I haven't.
Ah, you're in for a treat. It's a nice little country venue.
Very excited.
Awesome. Well, we are really looking forward to having you come, and we really appreciate your time. We know you're a busy woman, so we'll let you get back to the CMAs, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jason.
All
Great
right.
job.
Thanks so much. All right, everybody. That's Leanne Womack on WTOP.